This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, in a moment. A guide dog threw itself toward a mini school bus to protect its legally blind owner while they were walking in New York. There was a crosswalk, and the driver didn't stop in time. The dog's leg was cut down to the bone, while the woman suffered a fractured elbow, three broken ribs, and a broken ankle. The woman was taken to the hospital with her injuries, not life-threatening. The dog had emergency surgery and is doing fine. The driver was cited for not yielding to a pedestrian. And sports history was made at Belmont Park last week when American Pharoah won the Belmont Stakes to become the first Triple Crown champion since 1978. But there's another side to the story. Anne-Marie Lucas is a regular contributor. She's our animal advocate. You know her from years on Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Mike. It's great to talk to you, too.
All right. So we finally had a Triple Crown winner in horse racing, American Pharoah. But you say there's a dark side to this whole horse racing industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, I hate to be Debbie Downer here, but, you know, I was an animal cruelty investigator for many years, and I witnessed firsthand the treatment of horses in this industry. And it is a terrifying industry for horses that are brought up and bred and sold into this industry. You know, for the owners and trainers of these horses, it's money and fame for them if they have a winning horse. For the horse, it's a life of pain and fear. So just to put it into perspective, you know, the owners are saying how much they love their horses and, you know, they've put so much care into their horses. But these horses are not really even horses at all. They're just commodities for these people. And they're only as good as their next win or if the potential to win. And that's a very sad reality because the horses that don't win are then sold off to whoever wants to buy them if they're broken down, or they're sold off for meat in countries like Belgium, France, and Italy who eat horse meat. They end up with the kill buyers who take them, you know, to other countries. They might end up racing in another country, a third world country, if they're not winning here. They're sold off like you wouldn't believe. So on average, I did a little research here. On average, 24 horses per week die on racetracks across the country here in the United States. That's a lot of horses that are breaking down. And the reason is because they're so young when they start. You know, horses don't mature physically until they're at least 5 years old. Their bones are still growing. They're still maturing. They're very, very big animals, but they're very, very sensitive animals. So when you're racing a horse at 2 and 3 years of age, they're not even full grown yet. They're very susceptible to injury. And when they do get injured and they have potential to win, what happens then is the trainers and the vets and the owners all get together and they put them on drug cocktails for performance, which includes painkillers if they have an injury to mask the pain, anti-inflammatories. They did a recent investigation where 46 horses before the Kentucky Derby were drugged, and one of them was found to be on speed, methamphetamine, that's a hard word to say. So there is so much going on behind the scenes that you don't see. It's very sexy, and, you know, the owners are running around saying how much they love their horses. I beg to differ. I've seen it. I don't like it, and I wish people wouldn't support the sport, or at least demand that if you're going to have a racehorse, that that racehorse is your responsibility, and they can't end up on somebody's plate for dinner in France somewhere because they didn't win. I think it's the responsibility of the owners, trainers, to take care of these horses that are winning for them or being trained and denied a life that a horse should live, like grazing in a field, just to run on a track and have a very isolated life. Boy, how's that?
Wow. So
that's a mouthful.
Well, no, but it's interesting. You raise many interesting and alarming statistics. I can't get over that number. Say that number again, the number of horses that die a week on a racetrack in the United States.
Yeah, the average is 24 horses per week die on racetracks. But, you know, you'll never see it. I remember, Mike, being an investigator with the ASPCA in New York City. So we had Belmont right there in Queens. And we would get complaints all the time. People would, you know, call complaints. But we would always get stopped at the gate by, I believe it was on federal land, and the Horse Racing Association was very, very secretive. We would get stopped by security at all times, and just given the runaround, and it would take us hours to even get through the gate to see the horse that was injured on the track and find out what they were going to do. There was so much hush-hush going on and so much nonsense that it was so frustrating for us to even investigate. And then, you know, we were discouraged from investigating these cases because this Association of Horse, you know, Racing Commission, who's not doing a very good job of overseeing the horses and their well-being and the care of the horses and what's going on behind the scenes with the drugging and the vets and the trainers and the nonsense. It was so frustrating that, you know, we just never got to the point we wanted to get within this industry.
Wouldn't it, though, be in the best interest of the owners to really pamper these horses, to, if they're competitive horses, to really make sure they are healthy?
Well, you would think so, but so many of them break down even before they reach the track that it's a revolving door of injury and getting rid of the horses. And if you hear the way that these trainers and vets and owners talk about these horses, there is no doubt that they don't give a darn about these horses, really. They only care about them as much as they're winning, because they are just a means to a win, means to big money, to fame for these. Now, listen, this horse, American Pharaoh, I fear for him. Let me just tell you this. There's a big controversy right now regarding the jockey, Victor Espinoza, who's been trying to win a Triple Crown for several years now. Do you know that he whipped American Pharaoh with the crop? You know the crop that you see them whipping the horses with?
Right.
He whipped that poor horse 30 times during the final stretch. Now, that is unheard of and unconscionable. So this horse is running not because he loves to run, like everybody says. He's running out of pain and fear. And that really is what the industry is. It's a life of pain and fear for horses who are put on a track at a very young age and forced to run. It's not their choice. They breed them, yes, to run. They can withstand a mile and a half run, which is what the Belmont Stakes is. It's a mile and a half, which is a long time for a thoroughbred to run. So anyway, there's a big controversy right now with the whipping of this horse. In England, they've outlawed excessive whipping. You can only whip the horse, I believe, 7 or 8 times. And it is a whipping. It's not a light tap. They are whipping this horse. And you don't hear it, but I'm sure those horses are screaming. I've heard it before with racing. The horses are screaming in pain when they're running. It's not pretty, and it's not kind in any way, shape, or form.
Now, you said you feared for the horse American Pharaoh. What do you fear?
I fear because the owner, Ahmed Zayat, who is Egyptian, an Egyptian owner, says he's going to race American Pharaoh as long as he possibly can, which means he's going to be racing at least for this entire year. It's not good enough that he just won what no other horse has done in the past 37 years. This guy wants to get the most out of this horse, and I fear that this horse is going to break down and he's going to end up in some foreign breeding stud farm, which happens. They ship off winners of Kentucky Derby and other big races to farms, stud farms in other countries where there's no oversee and no control, and who knows what happens to them. And I think that's what's going to happen to American Pharaoh. Now, he's under a lot of public eye. Everybody's watching him. But if he is not injured already, I'm sure that everything is not on the up and up with this horse, and that he will get injured and he will end up who knows where. And that worries me. Now, they might do the right thing and retire him to a farm. His stud fees have already been bought and sold. So, you know, he's going to continue to make big money with his offspring. But let me tell you something. They don't care about this horse as much as they care about their pockets. They eat horse meat. It's a delicacy in Italy, Belgium, France, and in some Asian countries as well. So the horses that don't make it to the track or are broken down. And, you know, I used to work with this woman. She was a rescuer. She rescued young racehorses off the track here in New York. And I would see them come off the truck from the racetrack, these big, beautiful, lovely young horses could barely walk, Mike. They would limp off the trailer, and they had to spend, they couldn't even put them out in a field. They were so injured, she didn't know what to do with them. These poor horses were so broken down at the age of three. They had no life. They were done. She just tried to get them where they could actually go in a field and graze and live some sort of life after they'd been on the track and, you know, beaten down by the industry and used and abused until they could no longer walk. The abuses in the, with the drugs is just out of control. And unfortunately, there's really nobody overseeing it enough because there are so many racehorses out there and so many races being run.
All right. Now, do you have a pet tip of the week?
I do. I would love everybody to stop supporting horse racing. I know it's exciting and sexy and it's thrilling to watch, but please just think about the animals that are suffering as a result. At the very least, demand from local legislators and from the federal government that there's an oversight of the industry where horses are taken care of. If they're put on the track, it's the owner's responsibility to care for that horse for the rest of their lives in the proper manner.
Anne-Marie, thought-provoking, and I love it. You've been on a rant now for 2 weeks. And
I know. I can't help it, Mike. I'm sorry.
Next week, we'll talk about little kittens and puppies.
I know. It's what I do.
Thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good week.
And with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.